91X News.
It's 8 degrees and cloudy at noon. Good afternoon. I'm Austin McKay. Everyone's nightmare might be coming true on March break as Air Canada employees are poised for a strike. Due to pension concerns, the airline's 8,600 machinists, cargo agents, and baggage handlers are threatening to strike on Monday, the start of March break. With no one was able to sit in on the meeting, the Prince Edward Hastings Health Unit gave the okay to renovate and extend their unit. Located on North Park Street in Belleville, an architect has been hired to design. The new 6,000-square-foot expansion is said to cost around $9 million by Richard Shabas, the medical officer of the health unit. Also with the health unit, a new budget has been set. A new $11.5 million budget has been approved by the board. This will result in a 1.9 increase for the Belleville area. March is Fraud Awareness Month, and police are taking aim at scams involving the web. Mark Venema has the story.
Police say the more you know about fraud, the less likely you are to become a victim. Authorities hope Fraud Awareness Month will give the public a chance to fight back against scams. This month, police are targeting online fraud. Northumberland OPP Constable Phil Clark says being familiar with the risks of fraud is the best way to avoid being scammed.
Just like with medicine, prevention is the best medicine. That also applies to fraud prevention. If you're educated and a little bit wary about your personal information and your online use, that's the best defense against fraud.
Clark adds, if a deal sounds too good to be true, it probably is. If you know anything about online fraud or think you may have been a victim, call police or Crime Stoppers. Mark Venema, 91X News, Belleville.
More and more students are coming out of high school with a diploma. The Liberal government has said that 82% of high school students graduating or 82% of high school students graduate, which is up slightly from 81% last year. The study included fifth-year high school students, which dilutes the grade rate from students who finished the four-year administered time period. The 82% is up by 14% since 2004. If you're having troubles using your GPS or hearing the radio today, the sun might be the root of the problem. Waves of highly charged energy are now hitting the Earth from the largest solar flare in 5 years. Jim Hickey has the story.
No question. The geomagnetic storm caused by that solar flare is intense.
It's about as intense as we expected it to be.
But Douglas Biesecker at the Space Weather Prediction Center says it is hitting Earth with something like a glancing blow.
So it's not driving the bigger kick.
He says the power to your home should be just fine. But people who use sophisticated GPS devices to do high accuracy surveying, oil drilling, or precision farming might want to think about taking the day off.
It's not working to their needs today.
Some radio signals could also be affected today. Jim Hickey, ABC News.
And McGinty is at it again. Dalton McGinty has turned down an invitation from Ontario teachers to meet and talk about his wage freeze demand. The premier has asked Ontario teachers to accept a two-year wage freeze. The promise is $16 billion deficit, cap sizes in classes, and full-day kindergarten are some reasons the wage freeze was suggested. McGinty also wants a wage freeze for MPPs extended to 2014 for a total of 5 years. At least one union, the Elementary Teachers Federation, has walked out of negotiations and is refusing to talk about it. Public school teachers in BC have gone back to classes today following a three-day strike. Your health may be worth more than you thought. Statistics Canada says the national average price of new houses rose 0.1% in January from the previous month following a similar increase in December. Housing prices in Calgary and Vancouver and for Ontario, Toronto, and Oshawa region are said to be the main contributors to the overall average, offsetting the decreases in Victoria and St. John's, Newfoundland. The recent robocall scandal has sparked debate in the House of Commons regarding Elections Canada's authority. There's a motion to give Elections Canada the power to audit financial claims proposed by parties. Prime Minister Stephen Harper has already told the House he is supportive of the new legislation, which is no surprise after taking a lot of heat through the robocall debacle. The trial continues today of an 8-year-old Tory Stafford who was killed in 2009. Detective Constable Sean Kelly broke down in tears today as he testified for the Woodstock girl in a London courtroom. He's been a part of the investigation from the start. Working for the government doesn't mean you're above the law. This became shown when the government's integrity watchdog blew the whistle on a public servant, writing off massagers as office supplies, bullying employees, taking home flat-screen TVs, using government cars for his own use, and cutting deals to friends and family. The man was not identified, but is known he was a Western Regional Manager in Human Resources and Skills Development. The department says it has tightened its procedures to keep closer track of spending and better monitoring their managers. With the European debt crisis slowly losing steam, the Bank of Canada says it's keeping its trend-setting policy rate at highly stimulative level of 1% for a while longer. Jerry Smith has more.
The central bank says it believes conditions have improved both at home and abroad since its last policy setting date in January. It says the European debt crisis is showing signs of stabilizing, and the recovery stateside is proceeding forward, even if it is just modestly. Bank now expects the economy to post a marginally better first 3 months to the start of this year than the 1.8% advance it forecast in January. A caution from the bank, however, that some of these improved conditions may be temporary. From the Canadian Press, I'm Jerry Smith.
And saying, "I'll never do that in 100 years," has never been more true for a British Columbia man. A police officer in Saanich, B.C. pulled over a 100-year-old man for speeding. The triple-digit senior was let go with only a warning, as it was his first ever driving infraction. That's 91X News to 1203. Renee Rogers has sports next.
91X is CJLX 91.3 FM.
Good afternoon, I'm Renee Rogers with 91X Sports. In local hockey, Game 3 of the Empire B Junior C Championship Series gets underway tonight. The Picton Pirates and the Campbellford Rebels sit deadlocked at one game apiece in their best-of-seven series. The puck drops at 7:30 at the Prince Edward Community Centre. It's back to the drawing board for the Peterborough Petes. Logan Clow reports.
It's time to push the panic button for the Peterborough Petes. The Petes were on discipline in last night's loss against the Bulls. Petes head coach Mike Polino says poor play cost the team two important points.
Thought we were a team that made the better plays tonight, but we are also a team that made the worst plays. And can't do that against any team in this league, and especially a team that's as well coached and works as hard as Belleville does.
Before going back to the drawing board, Polino took some positives from the loss.
I think our guys battled to no end. They wore their hearts on their sleeve. We kept finding ways to come back. We scored some terrific goals.
With the Bulls now 6 points ahead in a game in hand, the Petes have to win three of their final four games just to tie the Bulls in points. Logan Plow, 91X Sports.
In the National Hockey League, it'll be a tough game for Winnipeg tonight as it looks to hang on to eighth place in the Eastern Conference. The Jets are set to face the Vancouver Canucks at the Rogers Arena. Winnipeg enters with a 2-point cushion in the playoff race. There are 12 games on a busy night around the NHL, including Montreal at Edmonton and Ottawa hosting the Rangers. In basketball, a matchup of Eastern Conference heavyweights on the hard court. The league-leading Chicago Bulls host Orlando tonight. The only other NBA game sees Dallas visit Phoenix. Over to curling, the preliminary round of the Canadian Men's Curling Championship in Saskatoon concludes today. The top four teams at day's end get playoff berths. Northern Ontario's Brad Jacobs says that's all he wants.
Obviously, if we could squeeze out a third, that would be ideal because you get Hammer in the 3-4 game. But we're not thinking that far ahead right now. We're just thinking go out the first game and see if we can throw the first rock in a good spot and continue from there.
Northern Ontario faces Manitoba and Saskatchewan today. Tiger Woods will play in the WGC Cadillac Championship in Doral, Florida starting today. Woods says he's been working on his swing.
More of the work I did, you know, in the last year in tournament golf. You know, as I said, how important the way I played in Australia was. The exhibitions leading up to that, and then the way I played those 2 weeks. That's what allowed me to win at the World Challenge, and one of the reasons why I've hit the ball as well as I have this year.
Roy McIlroy will also be there, teeing it up for the first time as the official world number one. Send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Austin Mackay with 91x Weather.
Today, periods of rain ending late this afternoon and then cloudy, temperature falling to +3 this afternoon. Tonight will be clearing, windy, a low -7. Friday, mainly cloudy, flurries beginning in the afternoon and ending early in the evening, around +1 tomorrow. At 12:06, it's 8 degrees, 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Austin Mackay with Renee Rogers. News is next at 1.